Complex truth is an illusion of personal constructed reality. It is only as defined as the one defining it. In order to find the truth, one must get out of the way of oneself so one can see the interconnectedness and interdependent relationships that surround all of us. In order to find oneself, one must be able to go beyond self-concepts, ideas, and distractions that get in the way. Kill the I, the we, the us. Learn the art of unbeing. Cease to self-seek. Peer beyond the curtain of the material world. There are no new truths or ideas. Concepts are but misguided energies. Thinking is a dangerous pastime. It will bind you up in yourself. It is a road that never ends. One must learn to unlearn, to unthink, to take apart what is put together, especially those thoughts that stem from or have their root in lust, greed, or anger. One needs to try and cultivate right mind. Try to find the middle way. Nothing in excess. Get out of yourself and look at the new world around you. Be quiet long enough to see, hear, feel, smell, and touch the manifestation of the essence of all things. Quiet the mind's endless, senseless, and foolish chatter, and you will see the complex truth. It has been said that this too shall pass. How true this is. We are all but dust in the wind. But of course that does not keep us from having these discussions and debates. Human knowledge and even wisdom is of little importance when you are able to look at the big picture. Most cannot see the forest for the trees. Many are caught up in the material world, blinded by the senses, trapped in time and space, confined by dogma, religion, myth, and magic, unable to escape into that sweet nothingness, that place where all of us must go, the beginning of the end. A silly mortal plea to live forever is in itself insane. Immortality. A never-ending argument of fools, this eternal quest. This thought of immortality, can't we just learn to be, to reach out, to grasp hands, to hold each other tightly, and proclaim our need for interdependence, balance, and unity? Let us not argue the impossible. Let us not debate the eternal. Let us just learn to be happy in this precious present moment.